Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. It's lying dormant, waiting, and it could reactivate at any time. And while not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful, blistering rash that could last for weeks. Think you're not at risk for shingles? It's time to wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. If you're over 50, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. One in three African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Well, we want to say thank you again. She's powerful. She's one of the smartest people I've ever met in my life. Georgia gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams, thank you so much for joining us today. We have to get out and vote, Steve. I mean, it's just imperative. We have to get out and vote. Early voting is starting soon.
Got to. I mean, look, right. The alternative is not good.
Yeah.
Look, we've sat here and we've dealt with this. I just don't understand. You know what? I'm confused. I'm confused for women. First of all, Roe versus Wade should have been a female decision purely to me.
Yeah.
I don't even see why men vote. Yeah. They don't know anything about what that is. Mm-hmm. Birth, how it feels to be pregnant, none of that.
Yeah.
They don't know about the decision that could be made. Men should have been out of it. For this party to take a stand for everybody in this country, to make a decision for you with your body, your life, and your productive cells, that you have to do this because sex was committed. Mm-hmm. So now it alarms me that because you're just in a party, you're supposed to agree with that when clearly I know you don't.
Yeah.
That's it.
I just don't understand how a woman does not want the choice.
Vote for your reproductive rights. Just get out and vote, period.
It's just the way women should be. And I don't even like to say this word, what we should allow women to do. Mm-hmm. What the hell?
But I like, as a man, you're standing up for women and our rights, you know, and all of that. More should do the same. You know, again, thank you to Stacey Abrams. Please get out and vote in November. We're going to switch gears here now, Steve. It is time for today's Strawberry Letter. If you need advice on relationships, on dating, work, parenting, sex, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, and you never know, it could be yours.
All right. That's it. Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, his cousin is spreading it around. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I have been together since we were 17, and we've been married for 3 years. We are both 27 years old, but we feel older than that because we did a lot of traveling and having fun together before we settled down. I just had our first child, and I've been home nursing the baby. My husband's 36-year-old cousin insisted on coming to help us out with the baby because she's raised 5 of her own children. She started having babies in high school, and her kids are older now, so she's free to do as she pleases. We gladly accepted her help, and she has been with us for 3 weeks. She is excellent with the baby, and she helps me tidy up around the house. But after that, she gets out in the streets. She goes out late at night because that's when the clubs are jumping, according to her. I'm not sure what clubs are open on weeknights, but she has been hanging out from Wednesday to Sunday. I've seen numerous hotel keys in the kitchen garbage can, and I wonder why she's not trying to be a little more discreet. I brought it up to my husband the other night, and he was full of talk about his cousin. He said he was too ashamed to admit it to me, but his cousin is now and has always been promiscuous, and he thought twice about having her come to our home. He told me that she slept with 2 of his friends since she's been with us. It's only been 3 weeks, and both of his friends are married. Yeah, I refrain from judging her, but I don't want her in our social circle breaking up happy homes. How do I talk to a woman that's older than I am about changing her ways and maybe getting therapy? Something's got to be wrong here. Wow. That was a lot. So this is what we have, all right? We have a garden tool that breaks up families, basically, is what your letter's saying. She's breaking them up, sleeping with married men, doing all that. But on the other hand, she takes great care of your kids. Who thought this was a great idea for her to come? Wait a minute. You said in your letter, we gladly accepted her help. She's excellent with the baby. You also said she helped you tidy up around the house. You needed the help, and was glad to accept it from her. What you didn't know was about her extracurricular activities when she goes, hits those streets at night and hits the clubs. But your husband knew and didn't tell you. He said he was too ashamed. And now people are starting to talk, and her sexual shenanigans have hit pretty close to home with his 2 friends she slept with. And you're feeling guilty now by association and want to say anything, say something to her. But what can you say to her? I mean, she's been doing this since high school. Yeah, it's a mess, but unless you have someone on deck right now to help you with the baby, and it doesn't seem like your cousin is disrespecting your house, I say continue your policy of not judging her, but you got to start looking for someone else to help with the baby right away, because she does need to go, if this is the case. Steve?
Well, let's see. His cousin is spreading it around. Now we know what the letter means.
Right.
And what she's spreading around ain't peanut butter.
No, it is not.
But she's spreading it like it is peanut butter. And the life and the circle of friends y'all got is a slice of bread. And it's all over the damn bread. That's how I like my peanut butter, though. I don't like none of the bread showing when I make my sandwich. Because I want every bite to have peanut butter on it. So she's making sure that everybody get a bite.
Mm-hmm.
Got peanut butter on it. Peanut butter here. Get your peanuts here. Peanuts for everybody. She's spreading peanut butter around. When we come back, it's very simply how I'm going to do this. I'm going to show you why. I'm going to just show you why. And I don't want to say what because I don't want to give away. When I come back,
okay. It'll
all be clear.
All right, we'll have part 2 of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject is his cousin is spreading it around. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found at NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. Hey, ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month. It's crucial for us, especially as Black women, to focus on our heart health. We pour our heart and soul into every aspect of our lives, but often our own health takes a back seat. That's where Release the Pressure comes in. It's all about us, Black women, seeing self-care as an essential act of self-preservation. Whether it's for yourself, your family, or our community, your health is invaluable. Let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Here's how you can join in. Head over to iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. Let's make our health a priority. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP today. Together, we can make a difference in our health and our lives. Join us and let's take care of our hearts together.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Imagine the feeling of pulsing electric shocks. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
Hey everybody, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. But there's a great need for donations regardless of your blood type. Every day, the blood our people donate saves lives and eases the pain of those living with sickle cell disease. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is his cousin is spreading it around.
Now, I'm going to walk you through this letter. And there's a lot of, at the beginning, it's all irrelevant information. Mm-hmm. Steve and Shirley, my husband and I have been together since we were 17. We've been married 3 years. We're both 27 years old, but we feel older because that what we did a lot of traveling, having fun together before we settled down. All that's irrelevant information. We had our first child, and I've been home nursing the baby. Now we're getting to it. My husband's 36-year-old cousin insisted on coming to help us out with the baby, because she has raised 5 of her own. 36 with 5. Now, let's get into how she got the 5, why she got the 5, and why she's such a good babysitter.
We know how.
She started having babies in high school. Huh?
Yeah.
So, she 36, you 27. She just 9 years older than you. But she started having babies in high school. The kids are older now, so she's free to do as she pleases. When can't all 5 of them can't be that old. All 5 of them can't be 18. You had some of these five kids after high school. Mm-hmm. So just go on and do what the hell you want to do, unless you've trained the other kids to be babysitters too. I don't know, but we working on it. We gratefully accepted her help, and she's been with us for 3 weeks. She is excellent with the baby. Yeah. Well, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
If you got five.
Yeah. I knew you were going to say that.
We got five now. Oh, she ought to be good at babies by now. Mm-hmm. Fifth one puts you in the expert category.
Yeah.
And she helps me tidy up around the house. But after that, she get out in them streets. This is why she insisted on come to stay with y'all. Because y'all stay in an area that she like to run in. She like y'all's area of the streets.
Oh.
That's why she go out late at night, because that's when the clubs are jumping. That's a true statement, according to her. I'm not sure what clubs are open on weeknights. Girl, there's a lot of places open on weeknights. Whole lot of places.
Mm-hmm.
But she's been hanging out from Wednesday to Sunday. That's when they open. Thursday night and late at night.
Oh, yes, it's ladies.
Wednesday, happy hour. And then once you leave happy hour, then you go and experience the happy that the hour presented.
Oh.
See, the hour good. Provides the happiness. And then you go and you don't want to blow these drinks on nothing.
Mm-mm.
So you take your little drunk ass on out.
And
I've seen numerous hotel keys in the garbage, in the kitchen garbage. Mm-hmm. That's where she put them. Because after happy hour, you got to go and use these drinks.
It's a method to it. Mm-hmm.
I wonder why she's not trying to be a little more discreet. They in the trash. They in the trash.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to be with discreet with somebody looking through the trash. That's you. Because you throw it in my kitchen trash, unless it's on the top, laying straight out of it, I'm not going to see it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. I brought it up to my husband the other night, and he was full of talk about his cousin. He said it was too ashamed to admit it to me, but his cousin is now and has always been promiscuous. We got five kids now. I've seen numerous hotel keys in the kitchen garbage can. She got five kids now.
Yeah.
Gonna be some hotel keys in the trash.
You know what?
What you need to find in the trash is some condom wrappers. Is what you need to find in the trash. But we not finding that in the trash. We finding hotel keys. Need to find some damn wrappers in the damn trash is what you need to find. But we not. My cousin's and promiscuous, and he thought twice about having her come to the house. He told me that she slept with two of his friends. Once again, that's how you get five kids. Sleep with two more friends.
You know what?
She's been, since she's been with us, and it's only been 3 weeks. And so you can sleep with two people in 3 weeks. That's how you get five kids.
Yeah.
Two people in 3 weeks, that ain't nothing. There ain't a man on here reading that going, what? Now, you women can talk about she done slept with two people in 3 weeks. That's shocking to y'all. That ain't shocking to no man reading this letter. I refrain from judging her. The whole letter's judging her. She got five kids. This letter was written in judgment. I don't want her in our social circle breaking up happy home.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody finna tell this but you. Mm-mm. How do I talk to a woman that's older than me? She only 9 years older than you. How do I talk to her about changing her ways and maybe getting therapy? Therapy.
Look, Steve, we got
to go. Something's got to be wrong here.
Mm-hmm.
My bodyguard had a book that didn't, the name of the book, if you want closure in your relationship, start with your legs. That was the name of a very famous book. If you want closure in your relationship.
You need to stop.
Start
post
with your legs.
Comments on today's Strawberry Letter.
AKA Boomerang.
Yes, everybody knows it was Boom.
The bodyguard.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now, coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, it is Junior with Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.